You're listening to Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Gaming Podcast. Here's your host, John Wall.
Welcome to Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Gaming Podcast. Each week, I, John Wall, will bring you the latest gaming impressions, news, and industry happenings delivered to you in under 15 minutes to fit your busy life. On today's episode, we're going to be talking about Oxenfree 2. And be warned, there will be some minor spoilers as I discuss the early moments of that game. If you haven't yet subscribed to the show, please take a moment to do so. And I would also love to hear your feedback, which you can do by leaving a review wherever you're listening to today's episode. You can also find the show and join in the conversation by finding me on Twitter, Threads, or Facebook by searching for Midlife Side Quest. Every week I start the show with some positive vibes. A special shout out to somebody in an attempt to make the gaming space a bit more welcoming and spread some joy. This week's positive vibes are going out to Bethesda Game Studios. Yesterday, the hugely anticipated Starfield finally went gold ahead of its release in a matter of weeks, which means for all intents and purposes, the game is done. They obviously are going to continue polishing right up to release and well after that, but the game is complete. I can't remember the last time a game had these high of expectations set on it. It's certainly the biggest Xbox game that's been released in at least a decade, and there have been lots of people out there trying to cast doubt and create skepticism around the game for all sorts of goofy reasons. But I am incredibly excited to finally try it for myself, and I'm very happy for this team that has been working their butts off on this game for years. All that hard work is finally about to pay off, and you have hopefully earned a well-deserved break. The original Oxenfree came out in January of 2016, and I was immediately a really big fan. The tale of a group of small-town kids who get wrapped up in a supernatural mystery got its hooks in me really quick. One of the best things about the game was just the creepy tone that it had, giving me serious Twilight Zone vibes. It also featured a haunting and fantastic soundtrack, which I've heard contains all sorts of subliminal messages when sped up or reversed. Now, I wouldn't blame you if you thought this sounds like a game that was probably heavily inspired by Stranger Things, which I'm also a really big fan of. The two definitely have plenty in common, but Oxenfree actually released about 6 months before the first season of that show came out. Either way, it was one of my favorite games of the year, and I've been super excited for the sequel ever since it was announced about 2 years ago. The sequel picks up several years after the events of the first game, and you play as Riley this time, a woman returning to her hometown of Kamina Coast because she's been hired to set up a series of transmitters around the town to study radio anomalies. When she gets there, she meets up with Jacob, a local who's been hired to help set up the transmitters as well. The two of you set off, and after setting up the first of the transmitters, a huge triangular portal opens up over the nearby Edwards Island, which, if you've played the first game, you know that that is probably not a coincidence. While it is completely possible to play just this sequel and get a complete experience, I do highly recommend that you start with the original game if you haven't yet, because there are definite nods to that game and you're going to get a lot more out of it with that additional context. Riley and Jacob quickly begin to experience strange happenings as they try to figure out just what's going on, including distortions in time and ghostly apparitions that appear and disappear all over town. And the pair realize that if they can't find a way to close this portal, terrible, terrible things are probably about to go down. So, like the first game, this is a narrative first game. Most of the gameplay in this comes from dialogue choices that you make over the course of the game. The conversation system was a highlight of the first game for me, and the same holds true here. As you walk around town, Riley and Jacob will have conversations, and you'll get button prompts in the form of three floating word balloons over your head that correspond to the Y, X, and the B buttons to, you know, help you decide how that conversation goes. The great thing is that it all flows so very naturally. You're not pausing to watch a cutscene, and you don't need to stop what you're doing to select the text. You just hit the button and the conversation continues. It just works really, really well. And it's helped by the fact that the writing and voice acting are top-notch. And the banter between the pair is, it's just really well done. The two of them didn't know each other before this day, but they're going to need to trust and work together as things get even crazier as the night goes on. And it's not just Jacob that you'll be interacting with. You have a walkie-talkie with you, and you'll get calls from others like Evelyn, who is the head of the environmental project that hired you in the first place, and she'll help to guide you around the town. And there are other more mysterious voices that may come across your walkie. You also get a radio which you can use to tune into the mysterious frequencies affecting the area. And it's also a good idea to just explore up and down that dial where you will pick up all sorts of different signals and you never really know what you're going to hear. I found the characters and story of Oxenfree 2 to be just as riveting as the first game. The story goes in some wild directions, and I really appreciate a game that doesn't feel the need to clearly spell everything out for you. You know, you're left to kind of interpret it, you know, a little bit of it on your own, which is fun. And Riley is also just a very interesting and multi-dimensional character. I was totally invested in not just learning the secrets of the big supernatural mystery, but also uncovering the layers of her story and finding out who she is and what brought her to this town, what brought her back to this town. I was totally hooked from beginning to end, which all told was about 5 hours, just a shade under 5 hours. For fans of narrative action games, and in particular stories with, you know, a creepy vibe and ghostly mysteries, Oxenfree 2 is a very easy one to recommend. It's available right now on PC, Switch, PlayStation, and mobile if you have a Netflix account. Oddly, though, it's not launching on Xbox, which is the one home console that the original game debuted on back in the day. That seems like an odd oversight, but that's a mystery for another time. Here are the five things that I learned from going to the Ed Sheeran concert this past weekend. Number one, I'm getting old. Now, that's not exactly breaking news, but I was given a stark reminder of this as I walked up and down concrete steps to the upper level of US Bank Stadium and sat in stadium seating for 3.5 hours. I was tired, sweaty, and in pain. Number two, everyone else is getting younger. Not literally, but as I sat there and I watched all these young, energetic, attractive people jump around and dance and have fun all night, I realized that I'm probably old enough to be most of their parents. I don't usually feel super old until I'm around a bunch of people in their 20s. Number three, downtown sucks. Not really. I mean, I love downtown. I'm a city kid, grew up in the city, and I love being down there. But the concert ended at 10:30 p.m. and we got home about 12:30 in the morning because we sat for over an hour in a parking ramp waiting to move. That sucked. Number four, naps are awesome. I took a quick little pre-concert nap before we left, and it was exactly the boost of stamina that I needed to make it through the rest of the night. Take my advice. Who cares if that's what old people do and it's not cool? Take a nap. You will be glad that you did while you're trying to stay awake on the drive home. And the number one thing I learned at the Ed Sheeran concert is that the dude's got some skills. Now, I wouldn't call myself, you know, a big Ed Sheeran fan. I didn't know a lot of the songs. It was my wife who wanted to go. And, you know, I knew some of the songs from the radio, but it really didn't matter to me. The guy is talented, and he put on a really entertaining show. It was a lot of fun. And my wife was singing and dancing and happier than I've seen her in quite a while. So that was worth all the pain and the traffic. Thank you so much for listening to Midlife Side Quest. Don't forget that you can catch a new episode every Thursday morning wherever you're listening to podcasts. And if you enjoyed the show, you can lend some support by subscribing and leaving a review. And you can follow the show on Twitter, Threads, and Facebook by searching for Midlife Side Quest. So, until next time, be well and keep playing.